What of just your initial impressions of the Broncos on defense compared to maybe the last time you saw them?
They're good. I think they run a lot of different stuff. They got a little bit of change of personnel in some areas, and they're flying to the ball, and they got a good scheme. You can definitely see why they're number one in the league right now.
Tony, what's it like playing for such a glamour team like the Cowboys? I mean, the high expectations. Everybody's looking at you. Everybody's paying attention. What's it kind of like?
Oh, I don't think it's any different. I mean, wherever you're at, there's expectations and there's always excitement surrounding the beginning of each season. And I don't know that it's much different at any team than it is here. I think, sometimes we may play in more nationally televised games, but other than that, I think there's always hype and build up no matter where you're at.
Do you think it's any tougher for you guys now than maybe it was before the internet and talk radio and the rest of it?
Talking about as players?
Yeah, just kind of dealing.
What way are you asking?
Just kind of dealing with all the.
You there?
Yeah, just kind of the difference in the way you guys have to deal with internet chats and criticism that comes in all forms now that may not have been around, 15 years ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, I obviously wasn't playing back then, so I don't know anything different than what is the way things are now. But I also don't read and look at and try and hear everything that's said anyway. It's just this position, playing quarterback in the National Football League, it's going to come with criticism. It's going to come with people having opinions about you, and that's what makes the game fun. Everyone can say what they want to say and have an opinion about it, and they're welcome to their own thoughts and anything. And it doesn't mean I have to sit there and listen to it or even think that what they're saying is right. So it all depends on your mental strength and your mental discipline.
Is there anything different in the culture around the team or the environment, the aura, because of, the new stadium and everything that came with that?
Well, I think the new stadium has brought a little bit of excitement. I know that it's something that we're very proud of, and I know that the Joneses and the organization, takes a lot of pride in putting something that incredible up, and I know that we're excited to be a part of it and to get to play, be the first team to play in it. It's a really neat thing, and it'll be up there for a long, long time, so it'll be a neat story one day to tell your kids.
How much does it help you to have the kind of running game where one guy goes down and the next guy comes in and gets a 100-yard game?
Well, it's good. I mean, I think we're lucky to have depth at that position. Not everyone has it, and I know that you definitely need more than one guy this day and age, and we're lucky enough to have three guys. And it's a long season, and sometimes, the season ends up going in a couple different directions because of injuries with a lot of teams, and that's why you just, if you can keep plugging guys in and keep going forward, you got a great chance come the end of the year.
Tony, I'm sure you have confidence in all the guys at running back, but with the injuries there, how much of a concern is it?
I don't know. We're going to see. I'm not sure exactly who's playing and who's not playing this week. We're going to see how they feel as the week progresses and see which guys we'll be able to count on this weekend. And I feel pretty confident, though, that we'll have a few of the guys all ready to go.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks, Tony.